This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Aside from that, though, on the international front, yesterday, Thailand approved a $10 billion stimulus package to revive the economy by putting more money into the pockets of farmers, domestic tourists, as well as low-income earners.
Yeah, but Thailand yesterday announced their second quarter GDP and the economy grew at its slowest rate in nearly 5 years in the second quarter at 2%, 2.3% from a year ago, but down from 2.8% in the first quarter.
Reasons cited for the poor GDP included the flagging domestic demand and also weakening export performance. The country is also experiencing a drought affecting its agriculture output.
So for more on the Thai economy this morning, we speak to Charnon Bunuch, Southeast Asia economist at Nomura. Thank you for joining us, Charnon. Now, Thailand's economy has been hit by slumping exports and cooling tourist arrivals. How does this affect your outlook for the Thai economy overall?
Right. Thank you for having me again. I think the downside risks still remain, of course, from the slowdown in the global economy and the drought issue that we talked last time. But we're quite comfortable with our forecast of 3%. Now we have the big stimulus coming in around 2% of GDP. This will help offset some downside risks from the drought impact. But we still remain quite cautious. Like I said, downside risks remain from the uncertainty of the U.S.-China trade tensions. We know there's more uncertainty in the global economy, like the Brexit deal and the geopolitical risk. So we still think that maybe there should be more coordinated policy easing from both monetary and fiscal sides in the coming months.
And you mentioned that the $10 billion stimulus is quite sizable, adding 2% to the Thai GDP. But are there any downside risk? I mean, how long can this $10 billion last to support the Thai economy?
Right. That's a very good question. I think on the surface, the stimulus looked quite sizable, 2% of GDP. But actually, you know, the economic boost to growth from this stimulus may not be as high. The government, they estimate the fiscal impulse on the GDP growth will tend to be around 0.5 to 0.6%. We actually think it will be even lower than that. If you look in the details, actually, there is no new spending from the government. Out of 320 billion Thai baht or $10 billion, most of it will come from, you know, the existing fund from the special financial institutions, or the rest come from the existing annual budget. So there is actually no new spending there, but just a transfer of budget to something more targeted to help those affected by the drought. So it's positive, but it's not significant in my view.
Okay, in the meantime, the central bank also unexpectedly cut rates earlier this month for the first time in 4 years. Do you think they will cut rates again very soon?
I think they will do it again next month. It's going to be a back-to-back rate cut, similar to what happened in 2015. Back then, we also hit by slowing global economy and the drought issues. Now, the BOT, they said that they will take care of the financial stability risk through more macroprudential and microprudential measures. So I think there's still room there for the BOT to do more. And like I said, since the fiscal stimulus is sizable but not really, you know, making a substantial impact, only, you know, offsetting some downside risk, I think the BOT will likely to do it again next month.
Thank you so much, Charnon. And that was Charnon Bunuch, Southeast Asia economist with Nomura, of the opinion that the Thai Central Bank will be cutting rates again next month in back-to-back meetings, similar to the situation in 2015. But he was also not very optimistic on the impact of the stimulus package, because he actually doesn't expect that it will see as much impact as the Thai government initially thought it would.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things happening around the world, geopolitical tensions as well as the risk to global growth in the economy. So whether the Thai government can continue spending its way out of doldrums is a different question altogether. And the question also is, how much money do they have? I'm sure it's not a bottomless pit.
No, it isn't. And there's two outstanding issues or two risks facing the Thai economy. One, of course, is that the baht continues to be very strong, whilst the rest of the regional currencies have depreciated, making Thai exports expensive, and it doesn't help when we're facing this trade slowdown. The other thing, of course, is that actually Thailand, like Malaysia, has high household debt, above 80%. And they say that if you consider unofficial sources, household debt is as high as 100%. So how do you manage this when your own consumers maybe be hitting the wall in terms of their spending, and you also don't want them to get into this problem where they can't service their debts?
Yep. I think that the generals are also very much in control in Thailand, and perhaps it's something that's holding Thailand back. Frequent coups that happen is certainly not good for the economy, and perhaps they should take a lesson from, for example, Indonesia, which has for a long time been under the military regime as well, and now Indonesia is on a path to transformation.
Yeah, I think the other problem with the baht being because of its performance, it is also affecting Thailand's tourism sector, which is a significant portion of the contribution to the GDP. I think it represents about a fifth of Thailand's GDP as a whole. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.